This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, June 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's headlines. Fees to cover Newsom's water plan. First Prop 1 money goes out, and court clears path for Bauman deposition. State pitches fees to cover Newsom's water plan. Bob Gore is once again raising alarms over raising fees to support Governor Newsom's water supply strategy. A lobbyist for irrigation districts as well as urban water agencies, Gore has taken issue with a budget proposal for permitting new water recycling, desalination, and stormwater capture projects. It would raise year-over-year program costs by 9% for State Water Board. It's inappropriate for the fee payers to bear any of these costs, he said during a board workshop yesterday. Gore pointed out that the proposal addresses critical water supply needs throughout the state, arguing taxpayers should therefore foot the bill. And on that note, for years, Gore is worried about a spike in irrigated ag fees as the number of acres drop due to groundwater management. Staff assured stakeholders they are working internally on the issue and are looking for ideas to better manage the fees. Water Commission to wrap up its first Prop 1 project. Nearly a decade after voters approved the Prop 1 water bond, the Water Commission is completing the funding process for the first seven projects. The Harvest Water Program will bank about 370,000 acre-feet of water underground over the life of the project and irrigate more than 16,000 acres of farmland in southern Sacramento County. It will gain nearly $300 million from Prop 1. The commission will hold the project's final award hearing on June 21st. USDA approves just over 1 million acres for CRP. The Agriculture Department has agreed to enroll 1.07 million acres in the Conservation Reserve Program this year out of the 1.19 million offered by landowners under general sign-up rules. The average annual payment rate for the land will be $64 an acre, according to the USDA. Applications were rated on an environmental benefits index with a maximum possible score of 545, and acreage with a score of at least 184 was deemed acceptable. Just over 23 million acres of land are currently enrolled in CRP. That's well short of the current limit of 27 million acres, according to USDA's latest monthly report. Some 2 million acres, including land enrolled under both general and continuous sign-up rules, are held in contracts that expire September 30th. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA announces nearly $714 million in ReConnect projects. USDA is distributing almost $714 million for broadband connectivity projects through the fourth round of the ReConnect program, an announcement that will direct loan and grant funding to 33 projects across the country. ReConnect funding is available through loans and grants. USDA said yesterday's announcement included more than $420 million in grants and about $293.6 million in loans. In California, the Cal-OR Telephone Company will receive $24 million to connect 757 people in the Modoc and Siskiyou counties. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Washington dairies agree to reduce groundwater pollution. two dairies in Washington state have settled a lawsuit with environmental groups by agreeing to take measures to reduce groundwater pollution, that including double lining of manure lagoons and monitoring wells for nitrates. The dairies, owned by Austin Jack DeCosta, will help restore the aquifer by remediating nitrate and ammonia contamination beneath the facility's lagoons. The Center for Food Safety and other plaintiffs said in a news release announcing the proposed consent decree, which was filed in federal court in Washington. The dairies also will close some waste lagoons, improve land application of waste to avoid further contamination, and make other improvements to the infrastructure for waste storage and transport, the group said. The dairies had about 10,000 animals when the complaint was filed in 2019, but since have scaled down to between 2,500 and 3,000, plaintiff's attorney Charlie Tabut said. The dairies denied all claims. All conduct during the relevant time frames has been subject to oversight, regulation, and enforcement of such permits by the Washington State Department of Ecology, the defendants said in a decree. Past Bayer exec scheduled to testify in Roundup case. An Arkansas Supreme Court ruling has cleared the way for former Bayer CEO Werner Baumann to be deposed in a case brought by Arkansas man alleging he contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from exposure to Roundup. The state's high court found that there was no reason not to seek the testimony of Baumann, whose last day at Bayer was May 31st. In upholding a lower court order that declined to block the deposition, the court said Bayer was seeking, quote, extraordinary relief. Baumann's testimony has been sought in other cases, but if he does indeed testify on decisions regarding Roundup use, it would be for the first time, lawyers for the plaintiffs said. The deposition is scheduled to take place within 90 days of the court's June 8th order. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, June 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.